Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Should he do it like this? I mean, his sister called in a time where she's like, I don't know what else to do. I don't want to talk to any of my friends about it because, you know, it's like personal. It's like what therapy is. You go because you're talking to somebody who's not going to pass any judgment. They've also been schooled on how to deal with things. And they don't know your whole life or whatever. They can't they can only tell you tell you about yourself what you tell them.
It's personal. I know it sounds weird doing it on the radio, but still,
yeah.
You're throwing it out there to a limited amount of people instead of going around and asking everybody what they think.
And maybe they think that we can be completely objective.
Because I think we have their mom on next week.
We don't have any interest in this whatsoever. That makes sense.
I'm interested.
Well, I mean, we don't have any family.
I get involved in these things where I'm just like, I text Fabboy 2 or 3 weeks ago. I was like, whatever happened to blah, blah, blah? He's like, God, I don't know. We never got an update on it. I was like,
and we tried to go back and get one and just got to remember to do it.
Yep. All right. So, Doohickey's listening to Molly Hatchet right now. I hope that's not a giveaway. He's listening on hold to Molly Hatchet playing in the background. Let's bring Uncle Brad back on. Hey, Uncle Brad.
Hey.
Hey. All right. So I got to do the legal mumbo jumbo. You sure you want to do this?
Yes.
And you gave us the phone number, and you're not doing this for any kind of concert tickets or nothing. You're doing this because you want your family to level out, and you want your sister to not have to live a double life just to protect you. Fair?
That's right.
Okay.
That's fair.
All right. We got the yeses we need.
We're about to do the switch.
Tell me what are we just going to, like, welcome him to the show?
Yeah, I think we do it that way, just to, you know. So he's not completely blindsided.
Okay.
Because he is listening to a...
Are we going to tell him that his uncle, someone wants to talk to him?
Yeah, and then
okay.
They can go from there, right?
All right, yeah.
Are you ready?
Yeah. Hey, Trey.
Hello?
Trey, you're live on the radio. Good morning.
Hey,
hey,
good morning, huh?
My name is Matt. My friend Paige is here. My morning. Friend FB is here as well.
What's up, Trey?
Trey.
Hey,
you're a brave person, because I'm going to be honest with you right now. If I'm in your shoes and someone calls me the day before and says, hey, someone wants to tell you something live on the radio, I would be very apprehensive of doing this. So you're a brave soul.
I mean, I still am, you know, because I really don't know what this is about. So
no clue who it could be. Who wants to talk to you?
Nah, man, not really, no.
All right, well, just say hello, and that person can just start talking to you. We'll do it that surprise route then.
Oh, that's good.
All righty, here goes. Hello?
Hey, Trey.
Is this Brad?
Yes.
Yeah, it's me.
You know, man, I thought it might be, man, but, you know, I didn't have the number saved, but I wasn't really expecting to hear from you either.
Well, we blocked the number. So
yeah, we tried to.
Yeah. We worked that part out. So you're surprised.
Yeah. Well, look, man, I know it's probably a surprise that...
it is. I mean, honestly, I thought Mom was on here, to be honest. You know, I didn't.
That's what I said.
I didn't know who else would want to talk to me on the radio. But I mean, Brad, are you allowed to be talking to people?
Well, I'm not in rehab anymore, man. I'm out. I'm out of it.
Well, I thought you're going to be there at least for the rest of the year, at least.
Well, I thought I was going to be in there for a long time too, but. Yeah, I wasn't exactly sure how it worked, but no, man, a month and I was out. I just wasn't around until recently.
What does that mean?
I mean, I really didn't know what I wanted to do when I got out or where I needed to be or But I've slowly drifted back in town, and I guess that's why I'm calling you today.
And I wouldn't say the town you're in. That probably not needed to be said.
There's only one Brad per town.
Right.
So we got to make sure we manage.
Well, you know what I mean. I don't want Trey to get. I want Trey to stay on the phone. Trey, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here. But I mean, Brad, how long you been back for?
Not long, man. Just a few weeks, maybe. But I've been staying with your mom, so I felt like I had to be the one to tell you all that.
Wait. You've been staying with mom? Are you serious right now?
Yeah. Look, Trey, she didn't know how to tell you this, and she didn't know how you would handle it, but, you know, the clothes and the stuff that you saw around the house, that's mine. That's my stuff. And so your mom doesn't have a boyfriend or anything. She said
thought you a dude was living there because you came by and she was doing the laundry.
I mean, I did, but I did think it was another dude there. But, I mean, that's a whole separate issue, man. That's, you know, that's not like one is any less severe than the other. You know, a boyfriend, you know, that's one thing, right?
Right.
But this thing here with you, Uncle Brad, is man, that's a whole separate thing, you know?
I get it. And look, man, I wanted to tell you straight up because, you know, I didn't want you to find me over there and not expect it and... I barely missed you the other day when you came over to grab lunch. I was outside. I had to run over to the damn neighbor's house until you left. I man, didn't want you to, you know.
Dude, hold on, man. Hold on. I can't believe this is happening. Hold on.
I appreciate you staying on the phone and not cussing also. I don't know if you cuss a lot, but I appreciate you not.
I do, but man, I just don't know why. Honestly, I'm just confused right now is what it is. I just don't know why she let you back in the house, you know? So wait, you know what, Brad? Let me ask you this. Is everybody talking to you now?
No. Actually, your mom was the only one who kind of offered me some help here. And honestly, thank God she did because, look, I don't know where I'd be otherwise. I really don't know what I'd do without her.
Man, she never even cut you off, did she?
No. I mean, not completely. She, you know, there was a time where she stopped talking, but no, not completely.
Well, what does that mean?
What?
So she told me the door was open if I was able to, you know, overcome my addictions and get my life right. But really, only then, only if I got that all straight.
Man, I knew she couldn't stick to it. No, everybody else could, but I knew that she would bail you out because she ain't got no backbone, man.
Trey, come on. Look, I'm not a guy who's been in and out of rehab. This is the first time, and you wouldn't believe it now, but listen, I have no plans of going back. I'm not doing that anymore. I don't even touch anything anymore. I'm not partying. I'm not drinking none of that. So look, this isn't, you know, fake sobriety for lack of a better term. This is just me getting my life straight.
But that's the thing, though, man. I mean, it hasn't even been, what, a year since this whole thing passed? And you want me to believe that you're already sober, huh? You want me to believe that? I don't, you know? So what do you really want from me, Brad? What do you want?
Look, man. Look, I know it seems like it hasn't been very long. You know, it's a real short time, but you can't really put a timetable on this thing. And I was ready to get better. Listen, I took my treatment seriously, and the only thing I can do now, honestly, is apologize and show people what I can do from here.
I got to pop in right here just because the time is getting away from us.
Yeah, dang it.
I mean, I hate it, but Trey... anything you want to say to your Uncle Brad before we let you go?
Man, I don't know. You know, one thing I do know is that I really don't need any of this right now. You know, because I got my own issues to deal with.
Got that.
So if you're going to steal or anything like that, you're not going to be genuine, you're going to come around causing problems, then you're going to have a big problem with me, dude, okay? That's all I got to say about this, Brad.
I think...
Oh, well, we just hung up. So, yeah.
Oh. You know it wasn't going to be easy, Brad, but like he sounds like way younger than I thought. I don't know how old anyone is in this situation, but he sounds like very, very
young. I think Trey's like 20s, early 20s,
okay,
maybe?
So,
somewhere in there?
You know it wasn't going to be easy. Like, is there a thought that, like, this, I mean, what's going to happen at Christmas? Like, you just kind of, like, I know it's hard to figure that out, but, I mean, dude, we're 3 weeks away, literally, well, from Christmas Eve.
You know, I'm going to have to talk to Beth about it and see what she thinks, because I knew this wasn't going to be easy.
You're going to have to, you have to roll with the punches, so if you don't want to walk into a scene where there's going to be a situation, because you have to realize that could mess up everyone else's Christmas, but if you go through this and you got an uncle or an aunt or even if it's your mom or dad or whoever that gives you slack, it's to be expected because you stole from.
Yeah, and you got to put yourself in their place, and how you regain their trust is by proving them to them that you are true to your word.
You stay in contact with us and let, because I look, you had a tough time. I would like you to stay in contact with us just so we follow along with your, I don't want to say journey because that's lame, but just your dealings and everything, because, you know.
Good job, man. This was a big step.
It was.
Yeah. I mean, kudos to you.
Good job, man. Hope you have a
thank you.
Merry Christmas, happy holidays, all that, no matter what. If nobody talks to you on Christmas, I'll FaceTime you or something.
If we don't see you, have a good one.
For a small fee.
I appreciate y'all. Right. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Have a great morning.
Don't drink.
It is. Listen,
don't you,
man,
backslide.
Don't you make... I felt bad about asking. So I was like, God, he said he was in rehab for addiction. But which one? Like, it could have been anything. What if you were just a shopaholic?
I'm glad you threw it out there because, I mean, it really was a legit pertinent question.
Yeah. It was everything.
But he had them all. He touched them all.
Yeah.
Yes. This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
So a self-confessed former addict is on hold with some advice for Brad. Nico, good morning.
Good morning.
How's it going?
It's going good this morning. Going very good.
Good.
I wanted to give some advice. And some of my experience on this. Whenever I first got clean and went to rehab, my family had disowned me. The only person that I had was my little sister.
Yeah.
And nobody believed in me but her. And if it was not for her, I don't know where I would be right now. But because of her, you know, I am here, and also because of the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous, because when there was no one else to give me that support when I got out,
yeah,
there were people in the rooms. So with the holidays coming around, I know it's going to be really hard for him, especially here in early recovery. You know, it's going to be very emotional, but there are people out there that will give you the support that your family's not ready to give you yet. You know,
did you end up winning back the family though? Like, were they talking to you ever?
I did.
What kind of timetable was that? It did, yeah.
Well, I have 3 years now. So I have 3 years clean now.
Good for you.
And it took a while, you know. Some family members took less than others, and there's still some to this day I'm still working on.
And to get rid of the cravings and everything else where you might fall back, it's really hard.
Did you steal from them?
Very few of them I did.
Yeah.
I did.
What's Brad
whenever
said?
You get into the depths of addiction, you don't care about yourself, much less anyone else.
You're right.
He said his treatment was a month. Does that seem long enough to?
No,
I don't know.
Well, I don't think so.
I think it really just depends on the person. But once he got out of treatment, I think it's real important to try to get into the rooms and work on your step work, 12-step work, to overcome a lot of that. Because if you don't have that knowledge that the step work gives to you, it's real easy to fall back into it.
Yeah.
Especially when there's no support.
Can I ask what your drug was? Yes. Well, you know what? I shouldn't. You could say if you'd like, but
it's okay. It's all right. I dabbled in a lot of stuff, but I was mostly a meth addict.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And how did that start? Yeah. Like, how was it introduced to you? Somebody say, hey, this is better than pot. Like, try this. Like, I've really often wanted to ask, like, how was meth introduced
that's fine.
to you?
that's completely fine. It was introduced to me through who I thought was a friend after a divorce of mine, and I was in a real depressive state.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's how it was. That was how it was introduced to me.
Is that one of the drugs that's easiest to do because you can make it? Is that true?
No, it's not. No, but it's pretty cheap to get.
Okay.
So, and it's pretty easy to get. And honestly, what's thickening of it is a lot of people that are out there, they don't pay for it at first, and people give it to them, and then that gets them addicted, and then it goes from there.
That's what happens.
So.
Listen, we appreciate you. Congratulations on 3 years sobriety. That's freaking awesome. Keep it going.
Thank you. Thank Very you proud so of much. You.
Yes. Stay healthy.
Have a good morning, Nico.
And just tell Brad to hang on. Just hang on and keep hope. You know, just hang on.
I told him if we don't hear from him after Christmas, I'm going to give out his phone number on the radio.
Oh, yeah.
So we'll make sure it happens.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Nico. Right. Have a good morning.
Have a good one. Don't backslide.
I mean, that's
you like
that's
told
good.
Brad.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Can't expect overnight everybody just to say, okay, I'm going to trust you now, but it'll get there if you keep it on the straight and narrow.
But like she said, there was something like a divorce or something like that that creates the problem. And you got to treat all the problems with addiction.
Do you know I wanted to ask if we didn't have the heart to do it? Was she trading sex for the meth?
See, here's what I was thinking in my head. Is this sexist? But I think that a female drug addict, it's harder because of that availability.
Yeah,
dudes can't go throw some D for some crack
The time.
I don't think you'd want to.
Well, you know what I mean.
You can't
throw it in some crack.
Like
get some crack.
What I mean now.
Because people give you a ton of alcohol.
Yes.
And B, they'll give you whatever drug you want.
Yeah, and it's like, okay, so I learned that from the movie Boys in the Hood. You know, she was like, come on, Doughboy, I'll blank your blank.
Uh-huh.
You know, and
Morse Chestnut, he was running.
Yeah.
He wasn't going to make it.
He didn't get away. The Rise Guys Morning Show. Let's talk to some folks. 1-800-774-0093. Amber, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
So I have a very interesting threesome story that happened quite a while ago.
All right.
I was freshly 18, just graduated high school, literally 2 days turned 18, and I had my best friend's mom and dad proposition me for a threesome, and they said they would pay for my college and buy me a car.
What?
Oh, hell yeah.
And they had known me since kindergarten. I had been best friends with their daughter since kindergarten.
God bless.
You had to be really good looking.
How were they? No, I'm just kidding. Did you do it?
Well, I did not.
What a hell of a scholarship.
I did not.
Yeah, there's strings attached to that vehicle.
There were a lot of strings attached.
Trains,
and
too.
What
probably.
Made it worse Whips. Is they ended up divorcing a couple of years ago. And I guess their daughter didn't know about it. And I kind of I joined the Army after that. I was like,
God.
You know what? I'm not going to college. I'm not going to college right now.
Wait, who approached?
The Lord's mysterious ways.
Who approached you to do it of the couple?
The mom.
Oh, what?
And I mean, she was one of those beautiful, blonde, fake ones.
Nice
but she
ones.
Was like, and then when I started looking back on it, like
you
over the years,
it.
And when I still think about it, no, I don't regret it. But she would like, they had a pool at their house because they lived in Holly Tree. She would like come up behind me and like dry me off in my bikini and like walk in the room when like we were undressing, and she would sometimes like try to sleep with us in the bed.
My gosh.
I had a few instances with the dad, like, you know, I'd be in the kitchen getting something and he'd like rub up behind me. Like,
it is like the porno.
A little accidental.
It's like real
contact.
Life.
Exactly.
A little incidental contact, you know, it was a small kitchen.
Do you ever tell your parents about this at all?
I didn't come from that kind of situation.
Okay.
I would never tell my mom. She'd be knocking on someone's door.
But the thing that made it worse is I did distance myself from her, but a couple of years later, they ended up getting divorced, and that whole situation, which is public, like, information, was released, and their daughter saw it.
Oh. It named you?
I actually had to be a character witness.
Oh my God. So dad was trying to use the fact that mom made advancements toward you in court, but then you're like, wait a minute, dad also did?
Yes.
Oh my God.
Oh, that's dirty.
And
you lost a friend too.
Oh man.
She actually ended up dying like a year later.
Oh, I'm going to cry.
Yeah. But it was a very awkward situation.
Don't tell me she joined ISIS and you're the one who killed her.
Oh my God.
That would be the way to finish this story.
No. But she became a raging alcoholic afterwards.
This is what decisions in life do. It's a ripple effect.
This is a Netflix show. You're glad? This really is.
I mean, it's a good thing you didn't do it. Because if I were the dad, I'd be like, you're going to tech and you're going to get a lease. That's how this
which college you go to. You're going to Millie Lewis. You got what it takes.
I got accepted into like Clemson and Tulane, and they were like, yeah, we'll foot the bill. We'll buy you a car. We'll have off-campus housing for you.
But you would have been on the hook for future threesomes for sure.
Yeah, you would be
exactly.
Used.
They were like, we are going to have, they wanted a written contract and everything.
Oh, hell no.
My God.
I don't think dad could have handled that.
This is the kind of mystery show that women would love to watch.
Yeah.
Can I buy your story? Paige, will you play the role of her?
Sure.
Paige is an actress. No.
But like they were like, were they attractive enough?
It was really awkward.
A lot of people are asking how the mom looked. You've already said she was attractive. What about dad, though?
I mean, she was model attractive. And he was like golf course, you know, golf pro dad. Like, I mean, they were a good-looking couple. They were just weird.
People like that, they're just used to getting what they want.
He wore a matching belt with his shoes.
Well, I remember when we were like 12, they had a really big house in Holly Tree. And this is when I should have known something was weird, because my friend was like, hey, my parents got this really cool indoor swing and brought us to the closet, and we were playing on their sex swing, swinging, and we had no clue it was a sex swing.
How old were you at this time?
I had to explain one of those times, too.
12.
I said it was for plants.
Oh, my God.
I was 12. Yeah. But it creeps me out because they've known me since... They knew me since I was 5. So, like, how long were you thinking about? You waited until 2 days after
two
I
days.
Was 18.
And how many times, I mean, literally, like, have they maybe had done that with others, you know? You can't imagine
first. There's talk in the town that, you know, there's other girls that they did the same thing to. But nobody's ever gotten in trouble for it. But
And they were all under the age of 18.
It was just weird. And then it was even weirder because, like, 2 years later, I ended up having a threesome with an old couple anyways.
Whoa, hey, God, we don't have...
How old?
I think the man was, like, 30. I was stationed in Germany, so, like... differently.
Did you want to have a threesome?
Like, yeah, I think the man was, like, 32, and then there's this beautiful Scandinavian, like, 22-year-old. It was... So maybe I should have just done the threesome and I could have just got a free ride to college.
No.
I feel like you did
that situation.
But you did the other one because it's kind of like out of sight, out of mind, right? In a different country.
If they're kind of anonymous.
I was 18 years old in Germany, and when you're in the army, the only thing you can do is drink.
Are you blonde?
You're not working. I am very blonde.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I'm 5'1". Blonde, blue eyes. I was a drill sergeant for 4 years in the Army, and none of them took me serious.
Oh, would you dominate me and, like, scream sergeant things at me?
Like major guns?
Crap that high?
Yeah,
things?
I'd probably like, you know, how they used to do, take you out back and hit you with a hose.
Oh, yeah.
Make them do cadence.
Where the hose at?
Drill sergeant. Me with it.
Give me the tear gas.
But, I was a chemical ain't doing specialist. Burpees. So I was the one that would release the CS gas on everybody.
Oh, I like you.
Your story is
you're
just
so
like,
good.
It just when you think it's like the girl died.
Well, no, you want to know the best part?
There's a best.
When I was a drill sergeant, they used to have to do CS training too. And, you know, me being little and none of them taking me serious and being, I'm not saying I'm attractive, but looking different than the other females, I used to tie CS canisters to sticks.
Yeah.
When we used to go out like on FTX missions, like field training exercises, and I'd wait till like 4 o'clock in the morning and I'd pop it open and wave it under their tent, and they would all like scream out like ants.
My God. Send us a message on social media. I want to see what you look like. Would you care?
Please.
I'm just intrigued.
No, I don't care. I think.
Don't say it on the radio.
On my Facebook. Stephanie's on my Facebook. I'll message him.
Oh,
Matt,
yeah,
you're on my Facebook too.
I ain't on Facebook, so it's an imposter.
That's it, I want
to
see.
Well, you used to be on Facebook.
Oh, yeah, years ago. But, yeah, send us a message. I just want to see. And thank you for your service, although,
yeah,
you know.
I'm glad you didn't do the car situation, because you would have done everything for them, and they'd take the car back if they were pissed off.
Yeah, it was so odd. It was so unprovoked. Too.
That's crazy.
You know?
That is
it's
unbelievable.
Like they just walked. We got out of the pool one day and she's drying me off and she's like, "Hey, I have a proposition for you," because I came from a drug addicted family and I wanted to get out and, you know, be different.
And they probably knew that and took advantage of that too. That
barely sucks. Legal.
That's exactly what they did.
God bless you though. I'm glad everything has worked out. I'm serious. Thank you so much. Send
Thank
us that
you.
Message. Thank you, Amber. Have a good morning.
What a story.
What a freaking story. Like, if Paige had told that story, I wouldn't have believed it.
Oh.
the way your stories, now I believe Paige's stories, because that story was, like, unbelievable. And then, it just got crazier.
Did you just turn 18?
Well, that part I didn't.
Oh, that's just so bad.
Just turned up by the Scandinavian lady and the 30-year-old German guy, and I'm like, y'all all met at some pub or whatever.
Oh, would you like to come back to the apartment?
Would you like me to get out of these lederhosen?
Would you like to see the strudel?
Will you dress up like St. Pauli's girl with the cleavage and all, huh?
Oh.
Who is this guy? Hang on, she's mine first.
My accent's not good.
I'm Simpsonville dead.
My creepy. Apologies to BMW.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
I didn't like the
I mean, I like biology, yes.
I love biology.
We did a pig, we did a frog, and...
A pig? We didn't get a pig.
We did a little
a
baby
fetal pig.
Yeah.
No, man, we got an owl pellet, a frog, and a worm.
Owl pellet?
Like, yeah.
No.
It's the doo-doo, and you got
to
dig through it.
You just try to figure out what it ate?
Yeah, but there would be like skulls in some of these pellets.
Of what?
Rats, maybe?
Oh,
I don't
God.
Know.
Hey, is that picture...
sanitary.
Is that? Have you seen the meme about the rat that was found in the wall in New Jersey?
No, let me look it up.
God, I can send it to you.
Yeah,
I was like, man, I hope to God that's not real. It was the biggest rat I've ever seen in my life.
Bigger than Pizza Rat? We saw Pizza Rat.
Yeah.
Ooh. Are the rats steal the pizza?
I didn't like the overall message of science, which was question everything pretty much, and you won't always get an answer. Like, I gotta have answers.
Yeah, a theory isn't.
Like, I'm not going to hypothesize
written
with no,
in stone.
Like, I got to have answers. I'm not posing questions to make everybody else smarter. I got to know what's going on.
I sent it to you.
We'll see what this is.
It's what good old boys would have called a field rat, but bigger than that. Like, it's monstrous.
I got to unblock you first. Hang on.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
Oh, I'm going to open this. It don't have cussing in it, does it?
No. I don't think. I didn't listen to the music or the singing part.
God!
Dude,
that's the size of a cat.
I mean, let me show you, Paige.
How could he?
It started climbing through the wall, and then they had to call animal control, and then it came and got it out.
Oh, my gosh.
You got to share it.
Who's they? Where did that take place?
Jersey.
Let me see what the comments say. Because look at the hole in the wall.
That's just a hand coming through.
And how they grow to be that big.
Like, how did
I mean,
it get in there?
How old is that rat?
That's an old, yeah. I mean, that's like a...
You know what I'm saying?
That's a couple... That rat's been there since, like, Dave Letterman still did his show live.
Oh, this guy...
Why I chose that.
One of this guy commented that he worked in New York City, and these rats are that size, and they don't even run from you. They just sit there and look at you.
Were there four comically large turtles in the wall as well?
He doesn't like Splinter.
Splinter, doesn't it? But anyway,
God, you got to share that, man, because I'm out of bandwidth. But
I mean, I didn't know that they can grow that big, or that must be some kind of other species from somewhere that was brought here, maybe.
How does it grow
cargo.
That big?
It probably came from Alibaba or somewhere like that.
I mean, I don't think those are indigenous of this area.
I don't know what that means, but if this were an episode of Hoarders, it would have died years ago up under a stack of old newspapers.
See, now that I look at it, I don't know if it's real or not.
Look at the hole in the wall.
I shared it at O'Maffew. That's O-H-M-A-F-F-E-W.
How the hell could it have gotten in the wall?
It goes up through the... Did I ever tell you about the situation that I had in my house in Easley?
No.
This was...
Pressure washing the boots? Did you ever tell that story? I don't want to sidetrack you. But...
My daughter's mother had got these leather boots, and she had got mud all over them. And they were just like, they were nice leather boots too. And they were just like in the carport, you know. And I was like, oh, I got the pressure washer here. Since I've pressure washed the house, I'll clean these boots up. And it just pulverized them damn things. I mean, they were, you know, it was real leather. Like, so if I walked up to a cow and pressure washed it, it'd just blow a hole in it.
You know what? I'd see you not stopping and being like, oh no, I see you laughing and just keep doing it the whole time.
Well, once you screwed up one, why not go ahead and bore out the other one too?
Oh my God.
While you're at it. So listen, I had, this is awful, and I'm a very clean person. I mean, we both were, you know.
Yeah.
I was sitting there in the living room, and in the living room of the Easley house, you can see into half of the kitchen. And I hear something moving about in there. And I'm like, I was raised to think, if you hear something, that's the house settling. Or that's just the wind blowing something. And I heard like some whatever like this. And my hand to God right now, this is not made up in any way. I see something start to move. And all of a sudden, sparks.
Oh, no.
We had had a dryer that had an old... What's the silvery freaking thing? I know it looks like I'm masturbating someone right now, but whatever that thing is called.
I'm used to seeing that, the exhaust in the back.
Yeah. Well, we had like changed. I had changed those, but I did not disconnect it. So basically, anything that could go under my house would see that hole on the outside of the house, crawl up in there, come right out. A rat, and I'm not kidding you when I say, about the size of a size 12 shoe.
Jesus.
Went up through that vent. And for it to get in there, had to like, you know, it really is. And it gets out and goes and tries to get up into my dishwasher for some reason. And I guess gnawing on the insulation around it, caught a wire. And it electrocuted the rat. I mean, it just... My hand to God, that is all real. I've never maybe told that story because it sucks. I mean, God. It's like, oh, you had a huge rat in your house? But also, I left the thing unconnected. And
well, did you fix it so your house didn't? I mean, it's a fire hazard.
Well, yeah, I had to get a new dishwasher. It screwed it up. Plus,
you're lucky you didn't get snakes, man, coming in through there.
God. Dude, so many different things. And my child was like 2 at the time. Imagine That's she crazy. Thinks it's a plush laying there and goes and picks it up.
It's a kitty cat.
Oh, God. That was
a long tail.
That was the...
Probably stunk, too.
You know, that part wasn't really all that bad. I thought the same thing.
Yeah.
There wasn't really that much of a smell to it, but it was the weirdest I've ever felt in a house before.
Just, I see the lights, like, dimming and flickering.
I mean, it like that. Yeah. Almost like the cat in Christmas Vacation.
Yeah.
Almost like that.
If she had 9 lives, she'd have spent them all.
It sounds like a far-fetched story, but hand to God, that is true. And it was scary.
If you have a cat, you don't have rats.
Well, man. You got fur laying every damn where, though. That's the other problem.
It's a lot of people that forget about those vents for their dryer exhaust, man. People.
And it was one of them old school ones that just went to the outside of the house. So it was literally an open hole into the house.
Straight shot?
For a varmint to just come up in. God bless.
Those Pickens County field rats get pretty big.
Oh, man. And this one wasn't all that big, but I share that when you go look at that. We just talked about that big rat.
My brother's dad hit one with a bush hog. He had to stop for a second to hose it down.
My dad kind
of knocked it out of alignment.
My dad would say when he was a kid, there was a certain part of Appalach Mill Village that you'd walk through, and there was an old lady who lived in this house, and her husband and her 3 sons died in the same car accident. So it really, like, obviously messed with her. But they would get field rats on top of that house. My daddy would say you'd walk by there and you'd see five or six of them. They were not cats. He said you'd see the long tails. They'd go up there and they'd live on her roof.
Would they be like hooking up?
I don't know if they're doing it or not, but still, if you just go down the chimney and just, God, man, that was raw. I hate a rat. I turn into the biggest puss in the world.
Is that? You
put a snake in, now also tarantulas.
Yeah.
But a rat, something that literally, I mean, the tiniest one, I'm up on the table. I am such a puss when it comes to that.
Is that house condemned? Do you know now? I just wonder if animals took it over and they had to condemn
the house. Old lady's house?
Yeah.
Man, it might be there or it might not be because it's like kudzu took over that whole area.
No.
Yeah.
Guys. I just want to call up and say that your show is a kick ass. Keep up the good work. I don't know what I'd do without listening to y'all's show every day. I'd be bored as hell.
Rise, guys.